With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. As war rages on, former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, says it's not clear whether Israel will accept a U.S. proposal for a ceasefire at the U.N.
It all depends on the length of the ceasefire that's being proposed. If it's a permanent ceasefire, Israel, of course, can oppose it. Hamas wants a permanent ceasefire. That permanent ceasefire means Hamas wins the war. It means it comes out of the tunnels, it declares victory. It rearms, reorganizes, and launches the next attack against Israel. That's what this permanent ceasefire means.
Oren tells the Salem Radio Network Israel would likely accept a temporary ceasefire if it included the release of a significant number of hostages. Thousands of hardy souls across New England spent today digging out after a major weekend storm dumped more than 2 feet of snow in some areas, caused multiple road accidents and downed power lines, and left hundreds of thousands across the Northeast in the dark for some, perhaps, the next several days. Also at SRNnews.com, it may be officially spring, but the winter weather is really making a whole mix, not only up in New England, but also California as well. A winter storm warning remaining in effect Sunday morning for parts of the Sierra Nevada. National Weather Service meteorologist Tyler Salas from Nevada says they're seeing the last effects from the most recent winter storm.
For the rest of the day, we're going to see probably some more just kind of light lingering snow showers across the region as the upper level low kind of passes by. So expecting a little bit more, but just kind of as a whole, we're kind of on the back half of the storm.
U.S. Supreme Court taking up a case Tuesday that could impact how women get access to mifepristone. That's one of the two pills used in the most common type of abortion in the nation. This is SRN News. Are non-believers welcomed at your church?
A new poll from the Barna Group finds that almost half of Protestant pastors believe their congregation does a good job at making unchurched visitors feel comfortable and welcome. The Barna survey also reveals that 70% of clergymen say their parishioners are very interested in finding better ways to make non-believers feel at home in their church. Other polls show that while many Americans have no faith, they are spiritually open. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom, which advises Congress and the White House, says Iran's persecution of Christians and dissident Muslims amounts to crimes against humanity and should be referred to the International Criminal Court. Tehran is in the midst of a new crackdown on Christians in their country, which has driven many of those Christians into hiding. This is SRN News. Inflation remains a top concern for small businesses.
The small businesses reported lower optimism in February. The National Federation of Small Business Optimism Index fell to 89.4 in February, the 26th consecutive month below the 50-year average of 98. 23% of small business owners said inflation was their top business problem, up 3 points from last month and replacing labor quality as their top concern. Inflation is down from its peak but remains elevated. John Scott reporting.
New automobile emission standards from the Biden administration relax initial tailpipe limits proposed last year by the EPA. The rules come as sales of electric vehicles, which are needed to meet the standards, have begun to slow. The auto industry cited lower sales growth in objecting to the earlier EPA proposal. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.